Welcome to the doghouse. Bulaga is no longer undefeated. He just took a an afternoon off. That was it.
Afternoon cruise around the track.
Yeah, and we had MotoGP in
which was another afternoon cruise.
Was that? Well, I mean, it was. What's that word? I don't know. I don't know what he said. I don't try to analyze that stuff anymore, Phil. Okay. So
they just took a cruise around the track.
Oh, cruise. Okay. I didn't catch what you said. I thought you said it was an afternoon cross, and I'm like, what?
Must have been a hiccup in the audio.
Yeah, and Bezecchi said, here, let me shoot myself in the foot again.
Yeah, I could have both feet. He doesn't have any feet by now.
My God. The guy that's like been leading the championship like up to the last few weeks before he decided he was going to hand it over to Jorge Martin, which, by the way, I don't think is in a much better position.
No.
Oh, no.
So if I was them, I'd be listening. I'd be playing the Jaws music right now.
Yeah. With the big 93 on the top of the shark.
To think that he's made up over 100 points in the last three stops.
And I figured it out. There's like 391 points. Yeah, 390 something points left.
Yeah.
91, 96. I don't remember. It's 11 rounds. So it's 10 rounds would be 250. So 275 plus 121.
Yeah.
So 376. There you go.
Yeah.
He could do it. I mean, so it's awful late in the season. Time. He would need some help for sure. So yeah, they're going to screw up again.
Who needs the help?
Marquez.
I don't think he needs any help. He doesn't need any help at all to win it. He's gotten all the help he can possibly get by the fact that the top five are all jammed up within, 38 points or something like that?
Yeah, and that they none of them seem to want to dominate.
Exactly. So I would...
It's not even like... The only chance somebody would have is if they were at least finishing second all the time, and they're not even doing that.
I would have said that DG Antonio would have been his biggest until this weekend. Until this weekend, he would have been his biggest thing, and he went and threw it away. So, it's like, as long as everybody else in the top five wants to throw away races, I don't think he needs help.
Well, that is help.
No.
Well, he's getting it, though, but he's been getting it all season. I mean, the guy missed two races, and he's in second place or third place.
They're going to have to still continue to screw up for him to win the championship.
But that's what this whole season's been about. Yeah, he's only 18
points back with 11 races to go.
Yeah.
That's three races, and he's in the lead, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That's a round and a half because he can pull six of it. It's two rounds, really.
In the top five, there's only one person that I think could potentially give him any friction at all, and that just friction, not stop him, would be Iagura, and that would be it. It's the only person I can think of that's in the top five.
I think that depends on the track.
Yeah, but he's not consistent either. So that's the thing. Yeah. The top five, there is nobody who's consistent. I mean, frankly, you know, if his inconsistency of the season is due to the injury and the surgery and all that kind of stuff, and he's getting better and he's getting well from that, then they're all kind of pretty screwed. It's pretty much already over there, you know.
So if he does win the championship this year, does that mean Phil has to say he's the best of all time?
No.
I don't think he has to say anything.
Time hasn't ended yet.
Yeah, that's right. We won't know. The best of all time will actually be crowned long after we're gone.
Yeah, probably.
Except in World Superbike, where it will have been a past series. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll be. I don't see it as often. I'll probably outlive World Superbike.
You know, we should make our predictions for
a Deadpool.
No, we should make our predictions. It was kind of like a Deadpool, but we should make our predictions for what people will be talking about in racing in each of the series in 5 years, right? I think, like in World Superbike, they'll be talking about the annual race that they have, right? one race a year.
Like an IROC, a race of champions.
Yeah, like an IROC race of champions.
Like what Ducati did last
year.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
I can't argue too hard against that.
Yeah. And so, and then it just becomes sort of a comical thing, which is getting close to that right now. Yeah. I think MotoGP will be fine. I don't know why MotoGP, and there is reasons that we don't see, and I'm sure it's financial, that MotoGP is able to generate enough income that there's the series maintains its races and its and expands in many cases. And World Superbike has been shrinking for the last 7 years.
MotoGP set a record attendance at the Germany GP this year, 230 plus thousand people.
Yeah.
New record.
Yeah.
I think
people. Well, most of those, that's Germany. That's Germany. So most of them were captives.
It's like Formula One, right?
Yeah, it's like Formula
One. You would know.
Yes, I would know.
You know, it's like Formula One, where I think people want to see what the. Everybody, unlimited paycheck. There you go. This is what you can build. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
well,
and
yeah, I might say more MotoGP, or less. That's true.
Like Formula One, has the allure of everybody calls those the greatest drivers in the world. Are they? Mm-hmm. Arguably, maybe. But World Superbike, nobody goes, those are the best superbike riders in the world.
No.
Right? Maybe they are. That's true. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying. You never hear anybody say that. When somebody says MotoGP, right, you argue that Mark Marquez is the greatest motorcycle rider in the world. Right? You can make that argument.
Yeah, you could literally argue that.
I would never say Buliga is in the top 10. Even though he stomped Marquez and some of the other guys at that Ducati thing, but it's just not...
I don't even think you can compare the two series. I really don't.
And I think that's what causes
Buliga, you know, they don't stick around, right? Because they all want to be in MotoGP. They don't stick around.
Right.
In years past, guys stayed in the series for many years. I mean, now I'm drawing a blank on his name. We met him at Moto America. Race. Colin Edwards stayed there for a while, right?
Quite a while.
Stayed in the different series for a while. He didn't bounce around. People bounce around now. It's like you get to a certain point. I mean, look at Raz Gadiaglu. He gave up his career just so he could be sitting on a 17th place bike.
Yeah,
right.
And that's gonna happen to him next year. Like even the garage the garage at Worlds at MotoGP doesn't respect what they're doing in World Superbike. And I think it's like when I say something completely ethnocentric and I say America is the greatest country in the world. And you say, why is that? And I say, because when we took down the Berlin Wall, people didn't run to the socialist side. Right. People that are going to World Superbike are on the downside of their career. I am old. They're still going to pay me. I haven't won a MotoGP race. They're still going to pay me. I haven't had a podium in 5 years. They're still going to pay me. It's never, nobody goes, man, you're a fifth place finisher in World Superbike. Here's the top ride in MotoGP.
Well, it's even worse when you have to go from being in the MotoGP series to World Superbike.
That's what I'm saying. Right?
Yeah, it's that downgrade and everybody, including all the riders, feels like it's a downgrade. But it's a paycheck. That's what it is. Just a paycheck.
And, right? And that's what I'm saying.
But like, it's not a glory. If you could say I'm a World Superbike champion, yeah, but are you a MotoGP champion, right? I mean, that sentence is always going to follow, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's also one of the problems with World Superbike right now is that they're not – allowing talent to develop. These guys will get right, you know, somebody will, you know, retire from MotoGP and, you know, will have a seat, Crutchlow will have a seat on World Superbike the day after. The only talent coming up is in Moto3. And
but
Well,
I kind of
disagree with that from the standpoint that there is a lot of progression in World Superbike from World Super Sport up to World Superbike. It's been shown, right? That your last three champions all came up through the Super Sport ranks. So I don't think that hurts them that much. I think that people moving up and down, which is what really pisses me off about Moto America and why I've just sort of lost interest in it, is, you know, the concept that a guy that used to be your Superbike champion, in order to have a seat, has got to step down in class. And then the guy was the guy that previously did that and steps back up into Superbike and starts to lead the series. You know, to me, it's like, what the F are you guys doing? You're doing nothing to develop young riders. That does nothing.
But you're doing nothing. You know, I made this argument like 20 years ago about NASCAR on a radio show one time. Mm-hmm. And I said, by letting Kyle Busch jump up and back and forth and these guys jump back and forth, right? You're kind of, and they go down there and they dominate. You're kind of showing that that's not good.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Like mm-hmm. those guys aren't getting better, getting their ass whipped every week.
Yep. They did the right? exact
Very
same
few
thing.
Of them do it. Right. And then mm-hmm. you also are showing like, I almost view it as bullying. Right.
Yeah.
Like you go
yeah.
down there to pick yeah. on the little guy.
Yeah.
And you don't see that in MotoGP. You don't see that in Formula One. Mm-hmm. MotoGP riders don't be like, oh, I guess I'll just go back to Moto 2. Hell no. They'd retire first. Right.
And I actually think
they'd be allowed.
I don't know whether they'd be allowed or not, but I think the MotoGP and Moto 2 teams are not of the mind that's even an option, right?
Right.
They're not going to give you that because Moto 2 wants the hot guys out of Moto 3, which is the way it should be, right?
Right.
That's the one they want. And
but in World,
you know,
Superbike,
MotoGP
they want a good autograph
section
to bring fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll go there to get Nicky Hayden's. I'll go there to get Kyle mm-hmm. Crutchlow. I'll show up and watch a guy race past his prime with the, hey, I can get a photo with him. I can get an autograph.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. I can't get, I'm not getting near him in the MotoGP.
Yeah, I still think that's a disservice to the trying to
develop.
It
absolutely is.
Well, you can actually get near him in the MotoGP paddock, but then Rossi knocks him over.
Kicks you in the butt. Yeah,
that's right, exactly.
Right, it's not safe.
It's not safe because you got a skinny little Italian who might actually.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you know, Monday, right. Get out the way.
But anyway, so we were all over the place just there. But
yeah,
anyway, so Bulaga loses the first race, and I honestly think that there was nothing he could do about it. And he was just a lot smarter when it came to the Super Bowl race and it's like, I can't let him get out front. I got to be out front. That's the only way that I can control the race. So he screwed up in race one, Bulaga, and he paid the price.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy is at least close enough to me in speed that I'm going to have a problem passing him.
Right.
And he didn't. And he couldn't. And every time he did, he got overtaken immediately, right away. He struck back on him in race one. And
but that's also the first time in a while, what's his name there, Lacciona, has been close enough to do that.
Because he wasn't out front. That's because he wasn't out front, right? Because he goes out front, he maintains a big enough margin that Lacciona can't get past him.
Right.
And then he stretches at the end when he's – His pace is so consistent, Bulaga. It's like spooky.
Yeah.
Everybody else drops off
all the time in World Superbike.
Yes.
I think when the guy gets out front and he's feeling it and his bike is set up for him, that just happens.
Yeah.
And the problem is that it's the same in every racing we watch. The right guy gets out front and he's gone. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, we always say that that's one of the most important things, right?
Whole
shots are one of the most important
whole
things.
Whole shots, and is this a track that favors that guy and that bike?
Well,
I don't know,
that's the thing. I mean, I could tell everybody right off the bat, you have to, when you go into a counterclockwise track, Mark Marquez has got an advantage over everybody else on the track. Doesn't mean he's going to win, but you know he's going to be strong at a counterclockwise track. He loves counterclockwise tracks. His winning percentage is like blows everybody away on counterclockwise tracks. I don't know anybody who's got that strong of a tendency to one particular orientation of race laps other than Mark Marquez. It's like he has to work twice as hard on a clockwise track.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody in Europe doesn't say counterclockwise. They say anti-clockwise. Do you notice that? Have you guys noticed that?
I don't understand
that?
How they don't speak English. And maybe
you would think so.
It
would
is think weird. It's weird.
Like, I don't know about you guys, but I've been getting a kick out of watching all these people from foreign countries come over to America and realize, yeah, we talk shit because we're
It's not the piece of crap country we were told.
Right,
it's
not the piece of crap country you're told. But one of them was like, oh, my friend got hurt and went to the hospital. I felt like I was in that movie Murder by Death from like 77, 78. Use your damn personables. The hospital, in the hospital.
Well, kind of a little bit off the subject, but related to that, they showed this interview. This is a couple of weeks ago, and it was first starting out. And this guy is like, I don't remember where he was from, Croatia or someplace like that. And he was just like going crazy over Waffle House. And I said, really? Oh. We have five-star Michelin.
That shows you how bad the rest of the world is.
That's what I thought instantly. Yeah. It's like, really, Waffle House?
I saw a guy from England. He says, I am never going to have beans on toast again.
Yeah. Because he had sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
Yes,
right?
He did.
Big upgrade. Big upgrade. But like these guys are like, Waffle House is the best breakfast I've ever had. You know what? Maybe you guys should be speaking German. Maybe we shouldn't save you. Because I have nothing for you.
Yeah, because then you'd have Wiener Schnitzel. And that's not, I don't like it.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know. But beans and toast? I mean, oh, I don't know. Why don't you just eat gruel?
I don't understand why you don't like that, Warren. Because you're really big on the wiener, so I don't get the not like
it.
I can't like your schnitzel.
I'm a schnitzel liker.
Anyways, how about before we run out of time, because we got...
We got to talk about motocross.
Motocross, yeah.
Motocross.
Yeah.
Is Hunter going to pull this off? This is my
if he doesn't self sabotage, yes.
Yeah, it's on him.
Yeah. Oh no, that translates into. He didn't say it, but he did in different words.
Because I don't think it is, and I don't think any of us believe it is.
I don't. It's definitely no. I definitely don't feel that
too
way.
Too early to call that.
Yeah, it's too early. Yeah, it's definitely too early to call it. I would say. And I may have to eat my words, but I would say that he's been by far the most consistent rider in the series. Deegan's learning, he's doing better. I don't think he's ready to compete with those top two yet. Not yet. But I think he will be later this season.
Yeah, by the time he gets to the end of the season.
The question's gonna be is maybe Jet's not as well, and that's why he didn't race in Supercross when Honda was trying to get him to come back.
We know that he's not because they had to make a special foot peg for him. I don't know if you guys saw that or not, but
I didn't.
No. He has a foot peg that's kind of shaped like a T, so that he can rest his heel on it when he doesn't have to stand up on the pegs. He can when he sits down, he can rest his heel on the back, because it's shaped like a T. So he can rest his heel on it. And so, yeah, he's definitely not healed. And when he got up on the podium, he looked like he struggled for a moment to get up the steps.
Yeah. I mean, he's still fast. There's no question about that. Now, if he's better, not that there's that many races. That's the thing. It's a much shorter season, motocross, than it used to be.
Yeah.
Because they've moved three races to the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, I think that's where Hunter screw up this weekend. Really is going to come back to bite him. If he doesn't win the championship, I think it will be memories of this weekend. Because he just threw it away. Oh, by the way, that was like the worst track I've ever seen.
Faulkner announced his retirement.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Joe Schmo. Well, he
went to a doctor, and the doctor said, you've run out of things to break, Austin. You need to retire.
Yeah. I mean... I look at it, I just brought that up. I look at it, even though Hunter still has a 1-point lead, I mean, Jet has a 1-point lead over Hunter, I think Hunter is riding more consistently.
No question about it. I think by far right now that he's the strongest, but he does have a tendency to, you know, sabotage himself. But so I don't know, but if he doesn't win the championship this year, if I was him, I would say go be crushed somewhere, because that was your one and only chance.
Go to Europe.
Because between Jet and Deegan, you're not getting another one.
Yeah. Go to Europe and race World Motocross and just stomp people over there.
Yep.
Because I think he could do it, right? Because he has no problem beating Prada and some of these other guys.
Well, everybody has a little bit of a chance with Conan the Barbarian now. So the young Conan.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I don't know what is it? Kunin, I guess is how it's
Kunin,
pronounced.
Yeah.
Kunin.
Sasha and something. I don't remember that. His brother.
Warren, when you advise someone on pronunciation, you do realize you're taking it out Kunin. Somewhere out to left field.
Kunin.
Okay. But yeah, anyway.
And Sasha.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, and Sasha was the one that I think was the most impressive, right?
Well, Sasha's running the 250s, and
I also saw, you know, his brother in the second race crashed in the first turn, was dead last, and got back up to fourth.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Fourth.
I don't think his brother's bad, right?
I think they're both very talented riders.
Yeah.
Which means they need to go home.
I kind of want to race. I think the guy was from Denmark. I want to root for that guy from Denmark just because his last name's like Harup. And it's like, I didn't get her up out of that guy.
Yeah.
Right. like every time I watch him and he goes by, I'm like, somebody got to say it. Somebody her up. Up. They said, her up. Right? Like I could just see us sitting in the studio being like, her up.
Yeah.
So I wanted to win so he can do that. I don't think Deegan got a chance at the championship, right? Because I think he's just too far back. And both of them aren't going to punt. Both Lawrence brothers aren't going to punt.
Brothers, in order for Deegan to have a shot at it, a complete collapse.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
He might get a win, might get two wins, but he's not.
I'll be honest with you. It's far from over. But if Hunter remains consistent, he's in the position to control his destiny. And that's just the way I look at it right now. He is the most consistent rider on the 450s, period. But you know, he also has a tendency to screw up. So,
not finish, not be a closer.
Yeah, not finish. I mean, and this last one was completely self-created, you know, issue. There was no reason for it at all. It was just stupidity. So, and he'd be the first to say that. So, you know, but he has to think when he rides, whereas Jet and Deegan, they don't think when they ride.
They don't think at all.
They're on autopilot, you know.
Instinct. So,
yeah. I mean, Hunter's got to be strategic and thinking the whole time because he doesn't have the speed that his brother or Deegan have. And so he's just got to be smarter than everyone.
Yeah.
Which I think he is, but then you screw up too.
Yeah. He's got to hit his marks every time. He's got to do this every time. Where the other two, I mean, look.
They can miss it. Yeah,
a couple times and still got up.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. They can make mistakes, right? They can make mistakes. Hunter's got to run a pretty much perfect race, and you know, he's been doing pretty good. But you know, what do we have? 6 races left in this season? Yeah, something like that.
I think we have 6 races left.
Yeah, so it's like.
This could get five.
So this could get really interesting, you know, if it comes down to hard racing between the brothers for the championship.
Well, Tomac will be back,
but
Spring Creek.
You think they're going to be racing back at 8th place?
Yeah, no, place? Exactly. Yeah.
Let me tell you how much that's going to affect anything. Wait, is that Bruce Springsteen playing Glory Days in the background?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I again, it's it, it, this look, this championship's going to be one of the Lawrence brothers, then the other Lawrence brother, then Deegan, and that's the way it's going to go. And I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah, I don't see any difference.
Barring anything crazy.
I mean, I'll be rooting for Hunter. I will definitely be rooting for Hunter, but I also know that Jet's like. Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't be rooting for Deegan right now, in my opinion. He's a developer, right? So he's got to get there. He's not there yet. Yeah. And be honest with you, I think it's good for him personnel. I think this is a good thing for his career overall.
I think
to not just walk through the 450s. That would have been terrible. Somebody would have stabbed him if that had happened.
Yeah.
Because he's just not the most likable person to begin with.
Yeah. But I also think that if he races towards it, he'll become a better racer and have a longer successful career, where if he went up and dominated, he'd be a 2 or 3 time champ and that's it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
He
would just not put the work ethic in. Right now he's getting his butt kicked and he don't like it, so he's going to work hard.
Yeah, but sometimes a little humility is good for the soul, right?
Wouldn't know.
And it definitely, you wouldn't know. You never had any humility in your life, Phil?
Yeah, not really. Not that I
paid. Well, I could change a little bit and say, how about humiliation? You've had a fair amount of that, right?
Yeah. Man, I've dated redheads. I've walked through the shadow of death and dying there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not scared.
Okay.
Be humiliated or whatever. I have to care what other people think for that.
Where angels fear to tread, huh, Phil?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Tip of the spear.
If you had to pick one person right now, if you had to pick between the Lawrence brothers, because I think we all agree.
Unfortunately, I'd pick Jet because he's a clone.
Okay.
I'll stick with Hunter because Jet is still not 100%.
Yeah, but his 100% is faster. I mean, Jet's 100% is faster than Hunter's. So I don't know, but I think if I had to pick, just based on the way the season's gone so far, which may not be a fair measure, I would probably have to go with Hunter, just because he's been more consistent, right? But
can he not screw up? Right.
Yeah, can he not thing. Screw up?
Yeah. If it's within 10 points at the end. Even if he's leading by 10 points at the end, it's will he not dump it that last round?
Well, which position would you rather be in? I'd rather be in the position where
Hunter,
you control your
Hunter
own destiny.
Has to be in the lead. That's his only shot.
Yeah,
if
I agree.
He's behind. Yeah. He won't win.
No, I
Jet, agree. It doesn't matter. Jet just needs to be within 10 points.
Yeah.
In the last round.
Yeah, that's true.
That puts all the pressure on Hunter. And he's got, I don't know if he's got what it takes.
What he needs is he needs his brother to not finish on the podium, in my opinion. Yeah. One time, that'd take pressure off of him.
He needs to put a little gear grinding solution in his.
Yeah, because
he'll tank one day.
I mean, I think the biggest risk for him is just pressure he would put on himself.
Yeah.
If his brother's close by.
And his
brother's up by 1 point right now. So he's already in a pressure situation.
That's more dangerous than no talent.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah.
The mental game is harsher than the
physical and on certain people it's a lot stronger, right? Yeah. On Hunter, I can definitely see. You know, I don't know that there's a good mental game against Deegan or Jet because they're so full of themselves, right?
They're full of themselves, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody asks me what makes a good racer, and I always tell them an A-type personality.
Yeah, I agree.
You 100%. You have to believe. You can stick. Oop, I screwed the pooch on that. You have to believe you can win and stick that bike wherever you want, and it'll have more grip there, right? Like I tell them, if you watch Ricky Bobby, right? It might sound stupid, but if you watch that movie where he's like, "I put sticker tires on and this, that, and the other thing," right? That's a legit. Attitude, right? Like you can hold it there. I don't think Hunter, like you said, he's got a plan, and he doesn't think he can do that. That's dangerous.
Like I said, his biggest issue is if he's thinking about the people that are riding behind him. That's when you make a mistake.
But you know, if you can't just be like, "I'm the best there ever was," I'm gonna stick it there.
And I don't think his personality would ever allow that.
No.
Just not him.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Anyways, this has been the Doghouse here on NGMRadio.com. Sorry, I screwed up the thing. Go check us out on Spotify. Get us on Spotify. Because I'm still trying to figure out how they track numbers.
Okay? I don't think we'll ever know.
We'll never know.